Squamish Council has given first, second and third reading to a rezoning application that would see 18 townhouses be built on the edge of Dentville. The proposed development would see lots 38,702, 38,710 and 38,716 Britannia Avenue be rezoned to facilitate a sixplex on each parcel of land. At the May 20 regular council meeting, district planner Philip Gibbons said that the townhouses will be three stories in height and include parking on the ground level. So each townhouse will have three bedrooms, two parking spaces, a balcony and a private outdoor amenity area, Gibbons said. For the parking, the development has a requirement of 41 spaces. That is 36 for the townhouse use, and 5 visitor parking spaces. This application is proposing to provide the 36 spaces for the townhouses and no visitor parking, and staff are supportive of the proposed parking reduction due to the site's proximity to downtown, proximity to transit, bikeability, walkability, and proximity to schools and amenities. 2 parking spaces will be provided per dwelling unit. Gibbons said the developer behind the project, Region Homes, has proposed to create a riparian park located between the subject site and the Discovery Trail as part of their community amenity contribution, CAC. The riparian park to the rear of the site is currently a dense thicket of invasive plant species. These will be removed and revegetated with native species, Gibbons said. This will enhance the biological function of this area. It will also include a park bench and sign detailing the heritage of the existing house and Dentville. As I understood that 38,702 Britannia Avenue may have been the first house in the area. The CAC also includes a trail connection between the adjacent laneway and the Discovery Trail, as well as extended frontage intersection improvements. Council comments: while all councillors were supportive of the development, not all voted in favor of giving the project its first three readings, Count. Andrew Hamilton said that the proposal hits a lot of the markers they are looking for. As far as our zoning is concerned, it's actually a gentle density increase compared to our existing zoning, and it comes with some amenity contributions that I think the neighborhood will be well served by, he said. Count. Jenna Stoner said the proposal was a great example of gentle density in a very walkable, very accessible neighborhood. The plan for restoration of the park behind, I think, is a really unique on-site amenity that the immediate neighborhood in the community will really benefit from, she said. The amount of invasive species that are back there, which some of our nonprofit organizations have tried to tackle for a few years in a row now, with limited success. I think, hats off to the developer who's going to try and do that in a more successful way, but that'll be really, really positive for that riparian area behind this development. While many developments are often slated as being proposed to be built in the wrong location, Count. John French said that he believed this location in Dentville was ideal. The fact that it's in between a co-living house on one side and a long existing townhouse development on the other side, it fits well in that space at the edge of this neighborhood, he said. As well, the proposal brings us some solutions for invasive species that are always problematic, and also delivers some important culture and heritage elements that I think will be a nice bonus, not just for this neighborhood, but for the entire community. Similarly, Mayor Armand Herford congratulated Region Homes on going one step further with the rezoning application to achieve something for the community. That is, of course, the additional housing which we know we need, but also reclaiming this laneway for the community, I think is actually quite exciting in the way that it will connect through to the corridor trail behind, he said. While appreciating the project as a whole, Count. Chris Pittingle said he could not support the development due to its proximity to the FortisBC Eagle Mountain Pipeline. I really like the project, I think it fits well with the neighborhood, and I really appreciate the CAC and the invasive species management plans. The challenge for me is the exposure to the pipeline and not understanding what that risk is, Pittingle said. I hope we can deal with that soon, maybe through the budget. Some of the avenues I'd hoped to grapple with have not come to fruition, and so I need to figure out a different approach. But I just find myself challenged to sleep at night without understanding risk better, which I understand could be significant. I would like to have that understanding before approving more density along this route, which is frustrating because, as I say, I think this is a really appropriate development, Count. Lauren Greenlaw echoed Pitingle's concerns about the project's proximity to the pipeline but said she was ultimately in support of the development due to its benefit to the community. I think this development will be a net benefit to the community, and I appreciate the approach that they have for the CACs in Parkland, she said. I also like that it's gentle densification in the community, and it's by a smaller developer who is very conscientious of sustainable development and also design and family living. Council voted 6-1 in support of giving the rezoning application its first three readings with CAUN. Chris Pitingle opposed. The application will return to Council for adoption at a later date. For more information on current developments across town, visit the District of Squamish website.